there are five monkeys in a room. That's right. That's how this is going to start. There's a basket of bananas at the top of a ladder. The monkeys, of course, they want to climb up the ladder and get to the bananas. But every time one tries, they are all sprayed with cold water. After a few times of being sprayed by the cold water, the monkeys learn not to climb up the ladder to get to the bananas. The scientists then take one of the monkeys out and put a new monkey in. And the new monkey sees the banana. And what does he think? Well, hey, I'm going to go up there and grab a banana. But when he tries to go up the ladder, the other monkeys grab him and pull him back. Well, the scientists eventually pull out every monkey and replace them with a new one. So eventually, there's all new monkeys in there that have never actually climbed up the ladder. Each time a new monkey comes in and tries to climb the ladder, what do you think happens? They grab the monkey and pull it back. But the funny thing is, none of the five have ever been sprayed by the cold water. So I kicked off episode 17 with the monkey story. And this will directly apply to your life, and maybe you can be a little bit more aware of what's going on around you and who you're hanging with and what's going on, because that's what this is about, right? If you heard about these monkeys in this experiment, which I actually read in the book Tools for Titans by Tim Ferriss, I love this story, and it really illustrates kind of who you surround yourself with. You know, are they pulling you up or are they pulling you down the ladder? And, you know, this happened to me kind of early on in my life. I had just, I'd just gotten out of high school. I was in my first year of college, not doing too well, partying more than studying, sleeping in more than staying in class, which probably is a lot of you that are listening to this podcast. But hey, I was 18 and hey, it was a new world and a lot of fun, all that kind of stuff. But what I started to notice as I looked around at my life at the time, I wasn't doing that well. I was in a studio apartment, barely making the $200 a month rent at the time. And, you know, going to a college that I wasn't doing very well. I didn't enjoy it. And I had happened to get a walk-on scholarship on the cross country team. And, you know, I wasn't that great at practice. I didn't show up that much. I was kind of the last person on the team. And, you know, I kind of did a self-assessment at the time. Like, man, what am I doing here? You know, am I supposed to be here? And I can remember clearly waking up one of the mornings in a blur of being hungover, partying late into the night, missing class, and looking around at the place I woke up, you know, one of the party houses there, and just looking around like, wow, is this life? Is this kind of what I thought it would be? And what am I doing here? You know, this isn't great. You know, I'm not going anywhere. You know, I was working at a bike shop at the time, and really a dead end, right? I'm just like, man, this sucks. Well, a couple of things happened pretty quickly with that type of lifestyle in school. And some of you listening here probably have been down the road or on that road right now. My grades suffered tremendously. I think I got like a 0.5 GPA that first quarter. And I don't even know if it's possible to do that. I think that's like all F's and one D. I don't even know how I got a D. I should have got straight F's. And that's how horrendous it was. And what followed after that is, not academic, but a athletic suspension. You know, you got to have a certain grade point average to not only be a part of the sports, but let alone have a scholarship there. So my scholarship ended. So I certainly couldn't pay for the college that I was in at the time. And I was just humiliating, right? How the heck was I going to pay for the school? I can barely pay for my rent. I'm late to my job. And everybody around me, though, was really funny, kind of like the monkeys in the story. You know, I was kind of poking my head up and like, hey, man, there's something better here. And night after night, we would continue to drink and party and kind of just carry on the same way, regardless of our life situation, regardless of their life situation, which wasn't any better. And a lot of these guys had it worse, had families and things like that. And man, I looked around and I was like, you got to be kidding me. This has got to be something different here. And every single person around me was like one of those monkeys in the story. As I started to ask questions on, hey, you know, I think I need to go to class today. No, man. Hey, we're going to go do this one thing. You got to come with us. You know, we're going to go to the lake and jump off the cliffs, and we're going to be doing this and meeting up with these guys. And I was like, what are you doing in college? What are we all doing here? What's the point if we're doing these other things? We're sure not succeeding in that area. But hanging out with you guys isn't helping me at all. But, you know, I would just get pulled back into it by the monkeys, right? Telling me, well, no, you don't want to do that. Do this. And it sucked. I couldn't seem to get out of that circle of friends that I was in. As fun as they were, as good-natured as they might have seemed, every one of them had a dead-end job. Every one of them was in some state of financial, you know, peril, and I'm sure their grades weren't doing too good at all. So there was just nobody around me that slap some sense into me, and continued on for a while. And I, you know, I remember looking through the paper. That's what you did back then. I know you guys don't read papers anymore, but I was looking through the paper and I was like, man, I gotta find something that's gonna pay me a little bit more. And I found an ad that had said something to the effect of become an EMT, emergency medical technician, in a, you know, a few short weeks, full medical benefits, all that kind of stuff, blah blah blah. And I said, I'm in. I think at the time I'd called, set an appointment, or I left my name, or it was a message or something like that. It was a recorded line. And so after that, nothing. I didn't hear back from them for quite some time. And then I got a knock on the door, matter of fact, a knock on my door, and I opened it, and there was two, oh, I thought they were police. They were in uniform, but quickly they introduced themselves and they were Navy recruiters. And I let them into my small little one. No, not even a one bedroom. It was a studio apartment where I literally would make top ramen with my coffee maker. You know, you can put the hot water in the coffee maker and put the top ramen in the top. Anyway, I literally was just destitute. I had a couple cans of refried beans and just living just slim. Pretty embarrassing. But that was rock bottom for sure. And I didn't really have one, didn't even think about the military, didn't really have any interest in it. But as they laid it out, hey, go see the world, get some experience, get a steady paycheck, and hey, we'll pay for your college. And I said, you know what? That sounds pretty good compared to what's happening right now. Let's do it. Right? And back at the time, there wasn't really the internet to go and research all about the job that I was signing up for, because I wanted to be a corpsman, which is basically a glorified EMT. I said, "Yeah, sign me up for that medical thing, the corpsman thing you're talking to me about. Great, I'm in." And so they said, "All right, yeah, come down, sign some papers, and send you off to the MEPS and take your ASVAB and all that. We'll give you some credit for the minuscule classes that you did pass, and let's do this." And that's a whole nother story in itself. But the point of this whole conversation, as I look back on that, I first told one of my close friends, "Hey man, I'm going in the military, man. I signed up." And at the time there was a, and I think there still is, a delayed entry program where you got to wait a few months before you ship out and all of that kind of stuff. So you got to wait your turn. And I think I had a month and a half or so to wait. So yeah, a month and a half, man, I joined the Navy. And he looked at me like I had literally killed a family member. He's like, what? You did what? Why would you ever do that? And was just disgusted with that. He's like, you gotta go and tell him you don't want to do it. Why? You know, be in the military. You know, it's not gonna be like going to prison. You know, it's awful. And granted, like one of the monkeys, he'd never been in the military. He'd never tried to climb up the ladder and get the bananas. It's just what he's heard, right? And so I went and told a few of my other friends. I'm just like, hey guys, I'm shipping out. And every single one of them had the same reaction. And matter of fact, my parents had the same reaction. They were upset and couldn't believe I was going to do something like that. And I said, well, it's my decision. I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with my life. Because right now, guess what? Nothing is happening with my life. And I'm not doing very well at it. So maybe I need a little bit of guidance to help me along in my process, because I'm just trying to figure it out. And, you know, I don't see anybody else doing very well either. So the point of this whole story here is, you know, as you look around at who is in your little circle of friends, be careful of those that have never experienced, you know, the bananas and never been up there. And are pulling you down from what they've heard from others, because that's exactly what happened to me. They almost convinced me, my parents included, almost convinced me not to go and do it. And I'll share a little bit of my story in the future, but it would have been a massive mistake. You know, if they convinced me to stay, to continue on with what I was doing, who knows where I would be right now. Because I understood the environment where I was in. I questioned, hey, what's going on here? Why are we doing this every single day? We're not progressing. We're not doing well. This is not good, right? And like the monkeys in the story, right? After they all got sprayed, and new monkeys came in, they would all just say the same story, and they had never tried to climb the ladder and question assumptions, right? I never saw my friends like trying to do something different and change their life, because it was hard. It was difficult, and they didn't want to break out of the norm. Well, I was that one crazy monkey that came in and said, you know what, guys? I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know how hard it is to go up there and get the bananas, but I'm going to do it. I don't care if I get sprayed with water. I don't care, because sitting down here hanging out with you guys sucks. And unfortunately, you know, I love my parents to death, but hey, my parents were in the same area. It's your life, right? That's what I said. Hey, it's my life. I'm going to make this choice, because choosing to hang out with you and, you know, really not do anything that is helping me in life is not what I want to continue to do. So I climbed up that ladder as they all were trying to pull me down, until the day I left, literally like heart to heart conversations with my friends going, don't do this, man. Do not leave tomorrow. I literally got rid of everything that I had, and I didn't have much. And I left that town and all of those friends behind. I never saw them again. And shipped off to the Navy. Best decision I ever had in my life, because I got around people that were, you know, lifting me up, trying to push me to the next level and really, really pushing me. And I'm so glad that happened, you know. And if you're in that situation, you know, if you're in that situation where you have friends around you and you feel like they're pulling you down to their level because they don't want you to rise up, be careful who you hang out with, because that old quote is true. You know, you're the product of the five friends you hang around with most. You will start to take on their habits. You'll start to do the things that they do. And even if it's small little habits that you don't necessarily like, you may start doing that as well. So you got to be very, very careful of that and get around people that are challenging you, that are supporting you, that will tell you that when you're screwing up, will be able to tell you, hey, man, you're screwing up here. this is not who you are, and you know, shake your tree a little bit. Because I you know, I read that monkey story, and I was like, oh man, that was so my life back then. And I'm so sensitive to that now. It's hard for me to be around people that are super negative, that don't see you know, the positive in things. And you guys, you know exactly who I'm talking about. You got coworkers, you got people in school, you got people around you, I mean, even your parents possibly. Some of your close friends could be that. And it's your job to call them out and really, you know, cut them out of your life if they're not, you know, adding to your life. I mean, yeah, you got to be there to help them and stuff like that, but only up to a point. You can't let it affect you and affect, you know, you only got one life, right? I just think, always think back to, what if I would have stayed in that town? What if I would have listened to them? I would not have had the amazing, life-changing career that I had. I wouldn't have met the people that I met that changed my life in significant ways and got the experience that I needed to be able to, you know, see all the things that I saw. So anyway, that's the quick word for today. Be careful the monkeys you hang around with, because there's a good chance that they never tried to climb the ladder to grab the bananas and fight through the cold water to get there. Because if they had, guarantee you that they would be reaching their hand down to pull you up to enjoy those bananas as well. All right. Maybe a silly, funny little story, but take that to heart. It's an important thing. But hey, I got to add, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Those of you that support podcast via the Anchor app, that's huge. You know, it's it costs a lot to do all of what we do, and those of you that support it on a monthly basis, I really appreciate that. If your desire is to support this podcast and everything we do on Instagram and everything like that, you can do that right on this app, as well as if you want to be a part of my program called The Seven, where I take seven people through 7 days of challenging them to take to the next level, teaching them things that are going to help them mentally and physically. You can send me an email. I'll leave that in the show notes, or DM me on Instagram. If you got a message for me, Anchor has this really cool thing where you can send me a message right after you listen to this, a voice message, matter of fact, and I'll get right back to you. So I hope you enjoyed this short story of the monkeys, and apply that to your life. Be self-aware, right? Look around and see who's around you, who is sitting at the bottom of that ladder and has never really tried to get to the top before, and really evaluate if those are the people you want around in your life. All right. Have a good one. See you.